Oh, yeah, it's your Mountain Rock, Q94, little Stevie Ray Vaughan on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. It's a Thursday morning adventure, and your 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Spray Days is coming up, actually Saturday Spray Days. We got more on that coming your way here in just a bit. Right now, we're cruising down to Gamalia, Arkansas, and we're checking in at the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this Thursday morning?
Well, doing pretty good, considering, you know, the storms yesterday. I mean, they were rocking.
Just yeah, they
one right after another. You know, and what's kind of, they kind of followed the same line as the storm on the 14th.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I mean, very similar line to it. I mean, you don't like hearing your city being called off again, you know, when you got.
Yeah, right. That's yeah. So, what, you know, first, everything okay, you know, there in Gamalia? Was any more?
I haven't talked to a lot of people. A few people that I've talked to, everything is good.
Yeah.
But I'll see as the day progresses here. But everybody seemed, in our immediate area and some friends outlying areas that we text to see if they were okay, everything seems fine. How about up in West Plains? How are you guys doing?
Well,
in Mountain View.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's still some, you know, there's some folks without power. There's some debris. It's still early, you know. And more and more stuff is coming out. I'm not it was so fast, you know, everything was just kind of stacking up on one another and then kind of went to the east. I know, you know, even like Shannon County was dealing with some of the tornado warnings as well, and stretching just all the way, you know, to the east. And it was a busy late afternoon for weather, but now let the rain begin, because that's kind of what we're looking at. You know, I think the biggest threat of severe storms is kind of behind us now. It's just going to be lots and lots of rain.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I was just looking at the radar. It looks like we're going to start getting it here in the next 10-15 minutes. I thought we were going to have a little break this morning, and I was going to get a few things done, but don't look like it.
Yeah, wishful thinking. Well, you know, we kind of have a pretty good idea what the fishing's going to be like over the next few days. It's not going to be really
–
there's not going to be any fishing. But before this weather, you know, has kind of put the snafu on stuff, how were the guys and gals doing out there fishing?
Oh boy, it is really starting to pick up. Like we talked last week, it's just getting in that good spring flow, and the lake was in great condition. You know, it was at 553. Water temperature was in the high 50s, just creeping around 60. The crappie spawn is usually around between 60 and 65. I had people getting limits of crappie. And people catching some nice stripers. The bass was starting to bite good. But I think that's all on hold right now. But I'm thinking, mm-hmm. I'm really thinking after all this weather, you're going to be hungry.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be hungry. It's going to be a little treacherous out there. You never know till you go out and see, but there could be, depending on how much the lake comes up, and the runoff, it could be a lot of debris in the water for boaters, so they're going to have to be very, very, very cautious.
Yeah. That's going to be the thing. You know, we do the lake reports every day. We do that at 5:50 a.m. and p.m. And the lake levels, man, they've been fantastic. Wow.
Yeah. They've been really, really good, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen here with this weather here. I noticed this morning it came up about a foot overnight.
Yeah.
And that's not too bad. I'm guessing we had about 2.5 inches of rain yesterday, so yeah, that's not too bad. So for the first round.
Well, it'll be, you know, again, I mean, Topwater Bites just around the corner. It was probably just getting ready to fire up. But, you know, I'm kind of like you. I've heard from a few crappie fishermen that and crappie fishermen are unique individuals. They're some are, you know, some it's nothing but live bait. And you try to, you know, show them or give them anything else, they just turn their nose up at you. And it's so, you know, when people are catching them on everything.
Yeah, and it's been. I mean, I have guys that use certain plastic, and they won't use any other color but this one, this one particular color. And then I have guys that use live bait, and they won't use anything else. And you know what? And they're both doing very good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, the way they're holding their tongue or something is working.
Oh yeah, you know, and the largemouth as well. I've talked with some folks prior to the weather. You know, they were throwing single blade spinners, and some were still throwing gitsits, some were throwing jerk baits, and having luck, and the guys chasing the whites and the hybrids and even the stripers, you know, they're kind of going both ways. Some are still kind of fishing for them in depth, others they're trying the top water early in the morning. I guess they were getting a little bit of action.
Yeah.
But it wasn't lasting very long.
No, and then the guys I talked to that were doing the topwater bite in the morning saying they were catching fish at 15, 20, 25 feet. They weren't super deep. So, it's all starting to happen. There's a big bass tournament on the lake this weekend. I don't know if it's going to be still on or not. 233 boats, the last I heard.
Wow.
It's like the Bass Masters Elite or something. It's a big tournament. And, I can't imagine them still having it, but as far as I know, our guys that are in that stay with us, they're still here. They haven't left yet. We got several fishermen from, Texas and a couple different places here,
uh-huh.
In that tournament this weekend. But if it's porn, I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more or maybe book a getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, a great way to drop us a line, leave a message on there. Or they could always go on to our website, thebayouresort.com. Or if they're in the area, going to the lake or coming from the lake or want to tell a good mermaid story, stop in. I'm willing to listen.
All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, y'all. Be safe, Gary. Talk to you soon.